This is Uncle Kev's greatest hits.
This is Uncle Kip. We're taking live calls today, just talking about whatever's on your mind. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Uncle Kip, this is Baxter from Kent State University. Big fan, first-time caller.
It's great to have you on. What's happening at Kent State today?
Well, it's May 4th, 1970, and as we all know, it's the greatest day in Kent State University history. And I'll tell you why. My fraternity, Delta Gamma Pi, we're throwing a big party for the entire community. Everyone needs to come out. And then we need to make sure that May 4th, 1970 is the biggest deal in Kent State University history. We're going to rush the green.
All right. Well, Baxter, thanks so much for calling in. That's Rush the Green in Kent State today, May 4th. That sounds like a great party. Thanks so much for calling in, Baxter.
Go KSU.
All right, and we're just going to take any other calls we got today.
This is Uncle Kip.
Now we're going to take a little break with a television producers come to the studio to give us a little preview of some upcoming projects he's working on. So we're here with Rob Big Shot Man.
Thank you, Kip. Thanks for having me on. It's really an honor. I mean, this is the first time I've ever been interviewed.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here.
And, you know, I do have to say the title television producer, it's got to be used loosely here because I still haven't technically sold anything.
Well, I'm looking at you, and I got a great feeling about your future. So, Mr. Big Shotman, can you give the listeners and myself a little preview of some of the big projects you've got going on?
Well, you know, I've been in talks with Cable Access. They're not sure they want to give me some airtime, but I did decide, you know, all the big guys do it. I can't think of any of their names right now, but they just went for it. Everybody who's ever gone anywhere in their lives, they just went for it. So I decided I'm going to come up with some ideas, okay? And I thought to myself, what do people like? They like friends, right? They like to see friends meeting in one apartment. They all kind of live in the same apartment building.
Some of the listeners at home right now might be around some of their friends. So already very relatable.
You know, that's what I was going for, is the relatability there. So I figure, you know, we'll kind of pair some of them off. A couple of them will get married. It'll end in the show finally culminating in this big on-again, off-again relationship between the two characters.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, well, you know, you're going to see it coming the whole time. And I love the idea. I've been shopping it around. They're probably going to meet at some coffee shop with a funny pun name often. But yeah, I've been thinking I'm going to name it Pals.
So it's about a group of pals, and you're calling it Pals.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it because, you know, in TV today, a lot of times the titles of shows are misleading. And I like this because right away, you know what you're going to get. What else have you got for us, Mr. Big Shotman?
Well, I've got another one, if you might indulge me.
Sure. Yeah.
It's about a group of people that work in, they make erasers. They work for a company that takes erasers and sells them so that people can erase stuff off of paper.
Okay.
They all work in the same office, and they get into all kinds of crazy things. And it's kind of like Pals in that a lot of them are going to be paired off, and there's going to be all kinds of... Oh, and don't even get me started about the wacky boss. He is wacky. But get this. The whole time, there's going to be a lion loose.
There's a lion loose in the eraser office.
Yes, right? Yes. It's just... You never know when it's going to come in. There'll be entire episodes where it's not even mentioned. Then there'll be entire episodes where they focus solely on the lion. And I'm really, you know, with these new small cameras, you can really get point of view shots. Mm-hmm. Thinking about strapping a camera to a lion and letting it loose in an office. That'll be the pilot.
On again, off again relationships. Wacky boss, erasure company, live lion. What's not to love about this show?
But Kip, I haven't told you the best part. It's the title again. You know, you got to keep it punchy.
What are you calling it?
You know, I know that I don't want to bore your listeners, but
hey, let's run down the clock here. What else you got for us?
Well, you know, I had another idea. It's kind of like Pals. There's a group of people who are kind of apathetic, and they live in New York City around 1990 to 2000, recent but a little bit in the past. There's a wacky neighbor character and an on-again, off-again relationship, and, you know, all they do is complain, and it's really, the show's about, well, it's almost about nothing.
Oh,
there's
wow.
A little bit of, you know, story there, just to keep the viewers interested, and, So the main character, he's a writer for a show, a very funny guy, you know, always wears sneakers, and his last name is Greenbergstein. So I plan on calling the show Greenbergstein.
Wow. So that's with current popular comedian Terry Greenbergstein?
Terry Greenbergstein.
Wow.
The one and only.
That's
Have you seen his bit where he does essentially an impression of himself?
No. Could you is there any chance you could
Well, it's a lot of like, "Hey, I'm Terry Greenbergstein." There's a lot of hand motion.
Yeah. Wow, that's really good.
I wish this was were video. It'd be a lot easier for me to get across.
My favorite thing about it is it doesn't sound anti-Semitic at all. So just one last message to listeners out there. This was Rob Bigshotman, who's in the studio with us today, and talking about some very promising new shows coming up on cable access, it sounded like. So we'll see. We'll see. Rob, when do you think we can see these? When can we expect to see some of these shows in production?
As soon as they return my calls.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Rob.
Thanks, Kip.
This is Uncle Kip.
Now we're in the studio with Scott Chancellor, who's running for state senate in Virginia.
How you doing, Kip? It's good to be here.
I'm doing real well, Scott. Can you tell me a little bit about your campaign?
Well, I am running to represent the 32nd district of the greatest state in the nation. The state is Virginia.
Now, I noticed you said Virginia there.
That is correct. The great state of Virginia.
And it's funny, I've always heard it called Virginia. What's the discrepancy?
Well, the great state of Virginia has a long history of collaboration, of partnering, building. You know, we always say there's no I in Virginia, except for the first two.
Well, we're about to kick it back to our nonstop music power hour, but can I get, do you have any last message for the voters out there?
Well, Kip, I do have to say that in the 32nd district, we got a real problem with immigrants coming in, and I just got to say, keep America for the Americans. Teach English.
All right, that's Scott Chancellor running for state senate in the 32nd district of Virginia. Now we're going to kick you on back to some talking heads.